Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. Amen. Have you ever wondered why couples tend to argue while driving? Yeah, this is a normal couple, and while they were arguing, and then after argument there'll be silence, right? And as they were driving, and then the husband saw a herd of pigs in the fields and told his wife, "There goes your relatives." And wife then turned to him and then said, "Oh, of course they are my relatives. They are my in-laws." For those of you who were here last Sunday, the focus was all about family. Am I right? Jesus talked. Today, the gospel reading is taking a step further from the family and talking about the kingdom of God. Now, there is an intrinsic relationship between a family and the kingdom of God. So that is the connection that we are going ahead. Now, the connection is, when Jesus prayed, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," and then comes what? "Thy kingdom come." And I couldn't understand the logic in Jesus' prayer. I always thought he must have prayed, "Our King," because God is also referred as King, "Our King who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." Or Christ must have prayed, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy family come." You see? So Jesus Christ was intentionally telling us there is something about the kingdom of God which is built on family values of what we just heard from children's sermon. All that forgiveness, love, and so on and so forth. And in today's gospel reading, Jesus began parables on kingdom. And there are two symbols that he gave us, two examples of kingdom of God. Let's look at these two. The first is a seed, then there is a tree. Now, seed is a symbol of small beginning. Isn't it something? Seed is a symbol of small beginning. Never, never be daunted by small beginnings. Family has a small beginning. The church had a small beginning in Palestine. And I can tell you a number of examples where there were small beginnings. But I can tell you one example, because I am from India, maybe it makes sense for me to tell you an example from India. In 1880s, the last century, it's the 20th century, there was a missionary by name Ida Sophia Scudder. She was not sent by a Reformed Church in America. Her parents were sent as missionaries to India. In the 1890s, when her mother was sick, she was asked to come. She was in New York studying in the high school. And when her mother was sick, she went to India to visit. In those days, you know, India is still a developing country, even now. And during the night, someone came and knocked on their door and said, "Madam, my wife is in labor pains. Could you please come and help her?" She was 13 years old. She said, "I know nothing about helping a woman delivering a child. Why didn't you take my father? He is both pastor and a doctor, medical doctor." And the man said, "I would rather allow my wife to die, but will not allow a man to see her." And three men came on the same night. A Muslim and high caste Hindu and all that. So the following day, she saw one after the other, three women taken to the burial ground because all of them died while giving birth. And that night she could not sleep. And the following day, the woman who never wanted to be a missionary in her life announced to her parents that she would go back to New York, study medicine, come back and help women and children. And she arrived in India the first day of the first month of the century, 1900, January 1st. And she had no intention to start a hospital. She had this wagon she used to drive to the villages and conduct clinics. And one day the villagers brought a man who was very sick and she didn't know what to do. So she arranged a bed in her office. So the hospital started with one bed. Today, the hospital has 2,500 beds. There are 3,500 patients each day come. Now, if you ever want to go and volunteer at this place or want to just see, let me know. I'm not recruiting you, but I'm making a point. Talk about the small beginning. The seed is small. The seed is small. And there is something about the growing of the seed for those of you who do gardening. There's a mystery. You can't see seed growing. Isn't it? I am sometimes impatient. I want to dig the soil and then see how the things are going. You know, it doesn't help the seed. And there is nothing to do except to sit and watch. And sometimes our temptation is to grow. Right? In fact, growth is good, but that growing without a vision will cause us to be liable. Not all growths are good. Some growths are liable. You know, those of us who work in the hospitals, you need to be careful if something is growing unnecessarily, right? Growth is good as long as growth produces. So when the seed dies, it grows into, it gives birth to a tree. For us, Christians, our seed is Jesus Christ. Just like when the seed dies and it gives birth to a tree and grows big, in Christ's death, the kingdom of God is born. Isn't it what we heard in our epistle reading today, Paul writing to Corinthians? One died for all so that others might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised from them for them. The seed that died for us is Jesus Christ. The church grew out of his death and resurrection. And so we see the growth in the tree. So the tree, the second symbol Jesus used, is the symbol of the kingdom of God. While the seed is the symbol of Jesus Christ, tree is the symbol of the kingdom of God. And we see in the Old Testament reading, if you read Ezekiel, entire chapter 17, and also similar passage found in Daniel chapter 4, in the Old Testament, one of the commonest ways to describe a great empire, a kingdom, was to describe it as a tree. And the tributary nations within it were said to be like birds, finding shelter within the shadow of its branches. See, that's exactly what Jesus used. The figure of a tree with birds in the branches, therefore, stands for a great empire and the nations who form part of it. So the church is the visible replica of the kingdom of God. Church is the tree. In the kingdom of God and in the church, we operate not by sight, but by faith. We operate not by profit, but by charity. Isn't it what we heard in our epistle reading, Paul writing to Corinthians, verse 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is not knowing. The moment you know, it becomes knowledge. So we get into the business of ministry with faith, because we don't know where the road takes, but we do know who takes us there. Just like the tree never, never enjoys its fruit, isn't it? The tree never enjoys its fruit. Same is the case with us, church. We are not here for our sake. The most dying churches are self-serving churches. Isn't it what the former Archbishop of Canterbury, William Temple, said? Church is the only club in this world that exists for its non-members. So, and that is the good news for us. It sounds like bad news, isn't it? That is, we exist for others. You know, Jesus said, when this tree has, all the birds will come and take shelter. I wonder, Lord, why didn't you say what kind of birds? Can you give us some classification, which birds belong here, which birds don't belong here? All the birds, you know, the only birds that don't belong, I wonder, is the birds that say, you don't belong here. If I say I don't like you, then I'm not part of the kingdom of God. Are you following with me? Okay, I'll give you an, let me illustrate that. I read, some of you must have read this some time ago. It was published in the Reader's Digest about something happened in the British Airways. The woman, before the flight took off, the woman called the flight attendant and complained about her seat and said, I cannot sit here. The flight attendant came and asked her, what's the problem? And she said, I cannot sit to the person of the color. I cannot sit to the person of the color. You need to find some other seat for me. And the flight attendant said, give me a minute, ma'am. And then he went around and then he came back and told her, ma'am, we have a good news. We have a seat in the first class. Then he looked at the person of the color and said, follow me, sir. I wonder whether that is not the meaning of the kingdom of God. The only people who are not part of the kingdom of God is, I don't want to be with you. And that's what we see in Jesus' narration of all the birds who can come occupy the tree. In other words, just like the church is open, the kingdom of God is open, it's an open tree. Paul writes to Corinthians, today we heard, if anyone is in Christ, she is a new creation. Everything that comes into the tree becomes a new creation. Just like the kingdom of God is open to everyone, so is God's table. When we come to the Lord's table this morning, we remember that just like the seed dies to give birth to a tree, Jesus, my friends, that's the good news. Jesus died for us to become a tree of life so that all of us can go and take shelter in Him. Amen.